It's our pleasure to talk about a brand new book, which is available now from Grand Central Publishing. It is called The Forgotten First: Kenny Washington, Woody Strode, Marion Motley, Bill Willis, and the Breaking of the NFL Color Barrier. And we have the co-authors with us, one of the great wide receivers of his generation, Keyshawn Johnson, and author Bob Glauber as well. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Keyshawn, you know, we think about Jackie Robinson, and of course he was such an epic, iconic American and meant so much, but I guess we never really heard much about the NFL. I remember hearing about Marion Motley, but these guys really didn't get their due. So is that the genesis behind the book?
It is the genesis behind the book, but it's also to be able to educate people about the breaking of the color barrier in the National Football League, or the reintegration of African Americans in 1946, obviously two with the Los Angeles Rams and two with the Cleveland Browns. And it's one of those deals where if it's not told, you'll never hear about it. But because this hasn't been told, I want people to hear about it. You can't tell the NFL story if you're not going to tell the story, including these guys. And I think it's about that time. It's long overdue. Both Bob and myself are extremely proud about this book and about the education that we're getting ready to unleash on major, major NFL fans across the globe.
And Bob, do you think that some of this stuff was a little more under the radar because at that time college football was bigger? I mean, if Army played Notre Dame, that was bigger than an NFL game. Do you think that's one of the reasons why it wasn't as earth-shattering as it should be?
Yes, I do think that's one of the reasons. And I think also that baseball was king back then. So, you know, pro football was just starting to get its bearings and starting to get some momentum at the time. But the fact that the NFL is so big now and has been so well covered from, you know, coast to coast, every story is uncovered. And the fact that there's been so little paid to this story is surprising, because, you know, this league is now cup. This is the national pastime. This is America's game. Yet this part of that game's history, we don't think has been told enough. And hopefully, this will kind of open some eyes, shed some light. And it's also fitting that it's the 75th anniversary this year of that first season of reintegration in the NFL and the addition of Marion Motley and Bill Willis in Cleveland with the Browns.
You know, Keyshawn, Pumpsy Green, he's from my hometown, but he was the last, you know, the Red Sox were the last team to have an African-American player, and it was Pumpsy Green. Was there one tight-fisted racist owner that basically said, there's no way I'm having black guys on my team? Did somebody hold out late like that?
Well, I think it all started with George Preston Marshall, the owner of the Washington Redskins at the time. Since then, obviously, they changed the name to Washington Football Team after it took so many years. And about a year ago, they removed the statue from in front of FedEx Stadium that had George Preston Marshall on it. I mean, that statue was in front of that stadium, and people walked past that thing every single Sunday. But he was the one owner who was spearheading all of the things to keep blacks from playing in the National Football League, to a point where he started having games in the Deep South, knowing that we were not permitted to playing football in the South at that particular time. I don't know how he died or anything like that, but that dude right there is a bad guy. He's just a bad person in general. I don't know how you can have so much hate in your blood.
Mm-hmm. And Bob, you know, some of these things were sort of like these handshake deals, like between these owners saying, hey, let's keep it white. But correct me if I'm wrong, was there an official ban on black players in the NFL? It was completely transparent?
No, there was not. And there was no document that we could uncover, no written rule. It was a handshake agreement. And, you know, Keyshawn mentioned George Preston Marshall was the worst of the worst, probably the most racist owner in the history of pro sports. But you know what? The other owners went along with it, and they didn't fight him. They might have argued against it in back rooms, but they never pushed back publicly to the point where they integrated the league before there was a big, big push when the Rams moved to Los Angeles in 1946. George Halas wanted to. He was interested in signing Kenny Washington in 1940 after he graduated from UCLA. He wanted to sign him. He kept him after at the college all-star game that next year and said, please stick around. I'm interested in signing you. I gotta talk to some people. And he talked to his fellow owners. He didn't get support for signing Kenny Washington. And Kenny Washington went home after a couple weeks, very despondent that he didn't get that chance. So George Halas, you know, founding member of the NFL owners, was not willing to push back at that time against a guy like George Preston Marshall. I mean, Marshall was obvious about it. He told people in no uncertain terms he didn't want black players on his team. And he only integrated the Washington team in 1961 under pressure from John F. Kennedy.
Wow. A couple more questions for Keyshawn Johnson and Bob Glauber, co-authors of The Forgotten First. Keyshawn, your hometown of L.A. really was influential in some of this. You know, as we just heard from Bob, the UCLA, of course, you know, Jackie Robinson was a great running back there, and, you know, and Kenny Washington as well. But the Rams, they were one of those teams that said, you know, hey, we're going to go first. And maybe not surprising, it was California to take the first step.
It wasn't surprising, but it didn't come without influence. When the Rams moved from Cleveland in 1946, they had to get a little influence from a black writer that wrote for a black newspaper, along with some, you know, city officials, politicians, so to speak, to have a conversations with the Rams in the league to let them know, in order to use this stadium and be a part of this community, you've got to integrate some African Americans on this team, because the stadiums, you know, most of these stadiums are subsidized by taxpayers' dollars and things of that nature, public funding, and that was the case with the Memorial Coliseum, and so they approached them and they wind up getting the deal done.
You know, Bob, you think about nowadays, a lot of owners would acquiesce maybe even against their own, you know, racist or sexist views just so they don't, you know, have bad PR or bad press, looking like they're not, you know, at the forefront of today's world. But were there any owners back then that didn't care? Because back then they probably didn't realize, or they didn't care, that it would just be like a newspaper article here or there and that they would not give in.
Well, you know, it's a good question. It's a complicated answer, probably, because at the time, it was kind of accepted that, you know, black players were not in the league. You know, this was they weren't saying, well, we need to reintegrate the league because it's the right thing to do. They were just like, they were trying to run a business. And remember, this is the Depression era. And there was a real sense in America that with so few jobs, a lot of white people didn't want black people to have jobs because it was taking those jobs away from the white people. So in sports, it was a similar thing. And that's one of the reasons for the NFL, you know, ban on black players. And you know, baseball did not allow black players at that time either, until Jackie Robinson in 47. So, you know, the owners didn't push back on this idea that blacks shouldn't be allowed in football. So, you know, Keyshawn mentioned that sports writer, Hallie Harding, he pushed, and so this was not like a baseball story. It wasn't like Branch Rickey saying, hey, we're going to integrate baseball. This was, hey, you guys got to, you know, you got to integrate football if you're going to use a public stadium. So it wasn't as purposeful. And, you know, Paul Brown was purposeful. He, in Cleveland, he knew what he was doing when he signed Marion Motley and Bill Willis. He's the hero of the sports world in that time, and he doesn't take credit for it. He didn't want credit for it. He just wanted to have good teams and the best players. And Motley and Willis were two of his best players, both of whom went to the Hall of Fame.
No doubt. And Keyshawn, for you personally, I mean, you think about your great career, Super Bowl ring, number one overall pick and everything. What do these gentlemen mean to you to just open up those doors, you know, decades before you?
Well, if it wasn't for them, then I don't think, you know, the way I look at it, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have had the opportunity as black players to go to the NFL. You know, it's just, just goes to show you that over time, all things can change and change for the better. And it's not done. We still got a lot of issues that we need to deal with every single day in society. But, you know, it's better now than it was before. And that's really all you can hope for, and just continue to keep moving things forward.
Yeah, well said. Last question, Bob. What kind of feedback have you gotten? Because as Keyshawn mentioned, this is an education to get everybody to know all four of these names.
I'm telling you, the feedback has been really good, really positive. And, you know, people saying basically, thank you. You know, thank you for telling this story. I didn't know it. I think you'll see more of that as the book kind of gets out there. We just didn't know this story. And I've been covering the NFL since 1985. I didn't know this story until we started diving into it, you know, a year and a half ago. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for it. It's complicated legacy that the NFL has with race and diversity that they're still trying to get right. I think they're moving in that direction. But you got to go back to the starting point, and that was it. And that's why, and Keyshawn said it resonates with him. I understand it. And a lot of athletes and writers are saying, hey, you know what? Didn't know that story. Thank you for writing it. It's an important story.
The important story is the brand new book from Grand Central Publishing just out this week, The Forgotten First, Kenny Washington, Woody Strode, Marion Motley, Bill Willis, and the Breaking of the NFL Color Barrier. Co-authors joining us today, Keyshawn Johnson and Bob Glauber. Hey, guys, congratulations on the book. Good stuff, and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, thank you.